Okay, thanks, Libby. Okay, it's 7 o'clock, everyone, so we'll open our special council meeting for the 4th of November. Thanks for being here, everybody. Nyalak katit dijabujabal wajak nunga buja nyalak nini. So I acknowledge that the town of Bassendean was founded on the lands of the Whadjuk Noongar people, which is particularly relevant tonight as we consider adopting the new local planning strategy and scheme that will facilitate development into the future of our town. So that is tonight's purpose, is for us to consider the draft documents that have been prepared by our town staff in response to the feedback we've received last year through the Bassendean Our Future process. I would like to acknowledge all of the work of the planning team. So Luke, Donna and Alex were here tonight, and everybody else that's contributed. I think in the last 12 months, particularly since Luke has been on board, there's been a lot of progress made with this planning work. I just want to thank you and acknowledge all of your efforts in allowing us to get to this stage of the process. And I just think our CEO would like to say a couple of things as well.
Thank you very much for that. And I'm really proud to be here today with our new executive team, presenting the draft local planning strategy and scheme, which will influence land use and built form outcomes within the town over the next 5 to 10 years. And last year was a big year for the town, appointing a new executive leadership team in addition to undertaking a significant and extensive community engagement project to understand from our community how we can make Bassendean, Eden Hill and Ashfield even better into the future. This important piece of work has provided a really strong foundation for the matters before Council today. I'd particularly like to thank our planning team. I won't mention all their names again, as our Mayor just has, but really have worked hard over the past 12 months that have got us to this point. When Luke arrived 12 months ago, he and his team worked extremely hard to deliver a draft strategy and scheme that not only resonated with community feedback and state government's planning framework, but also responded to concerns from some members in the community regarding delays. Before I hand over to Mr. Gibson, I'd like to extend my sincere thanks for providing the leadership to deliver on the draft strategy and scheme over the past 12 months and positioning the town well into the future. Thank you.
I don't think we're actually handing over to you yet, though, are we?
No.
Okay, so thank you. So we'll move on to item two, which is statements by members of the public. But before we do, I just want to remind everybody that our meetings are recorded and live streamed, so they're available on the town's website so that members of our community can access our council meetings. So would either of you like to make a statement? No? Okay, so we'll move on to item three, which is questions from members of the public. I understand Mr. Yates, you had a couple of questions.
They've been basically answered, I believe.
Okay.
The process of.
All right, so you're happy? Okay.
The questions were more.
Would you like to come up to the microphone, Mr. Yates?
The questions raised were more more technical ones leading going forward, and I'm sure that the planning team will evolve over the next 12 months or whatever, a direction. I had an email later this afternoon concerning my neighbour's Terry Cassidy's tree. I think issues like that would, it's not a question, but I think issues like that will get processed in the fullness of time. Other than that, total confidence. Watch this space. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Yates. Okay, so we'll move on to item four then, which is attendance, apologies and applications for leave. We have all councillors present. We have already had an application for leave for Councillor Bardi from next week. Is there any other request for leave, Dr. Hamilton?
From tomorrow.
From tomorrow?
Yep.
For a week, was that?
For a week.
Yeah. Okay, I'll move to accept that leave. Is there a seconder? Councillor Wilson? Anybody against? So that is carried. Item five is declarations of interest. As we all have an interest in common, we are all able to participate as we're considering the local planning scheme. Is there anything that you'd like to add?
No, just to confirm.
All right, so we'll move on to item six, which is the reports and the matter that we're here to consider this evening. So item 6.1 is the draft local planning strategy and local planning scheme, and we are looking to seeking consent to advertise this and get permission from WAPC. Mr. Gibson, did you want to speak to this before council ask any questions?
Yes, please. And thank you, Madam Mayor, and thank you to both you and the CEO for the kind words. As you can see from the documents before you tonight, it's a significant body of work, but it's clearly not a one-man job. And I'd really like to thank both Donna and Alex for their efforts, as well as Cam, who no longer works for the town, but nonetheless made a significant contribution to this project. A local planning strategy, I suppose broadly, is an overarching strategic framework that helps guide the development of the district for the next 5, 10, 15 years. It does this by considering a number of factors that are influenced by growth, such as housing, employment, the environment and transport, and seeks to assist in accommodating the town's share of the growth foreshadowed for the Perth metropolitan region. All local governments in Western Australia are required to have a local planning strategy and keep it updated so it's fit for purpose. A local planning scheme, which is the other document we're considering tonight, is an important statutory tool to control land use and development in the town. It's relied upon for decision making about development and the use of land, and helps in implementing the broad directions of the local planning strategy. The scheme, as you would have noticed, is made up of two parts, a map and a text, and both of those work together to control development within the town. The planning development local planning scheme regulations require local governments to review their scheme every 5 years to ensure it remains contemporary and fit for purpose. However, the town's current scheme has not been reviewed since its inception in 2008. Moving on to last year, throughout 2019, the town undertook the Bassam Dream Our Future project, which involved over 3,000 interactions with the community over several months in order to better understand the thoughts, ideas and aspirations for the future of the district. Importantly and relevantly to what's on offer tonight, the community reinforced the desire for retention of public open spaces, retention of trees on private land, limiting high density development to within close proximity to train stations and commercial centres, thereby leaving much of the balance of the district largely unchanged. Enhancement and activation of the Bassendean Town Centre along Old Perth Road, requiring new development to balance with existing heritage, and requiring new development to have a design and sustainability focus. In addition to the feedback provided through Bassam Dream, the suite of documents before you tonight has also been informed by state planning strategy and relevant state planning policies, the town's built form and character study, as well as the town's integrated transport plan. Put simply, the draft strategy and scheme are a reflection of the local community's aspirations, desires and visions for the future of this town. Getting into the detail, the proposed local planning scheme number 11 will replace the current local planning scheme number 10 as the principal statutory planning tool for controlling land use across the district. Apart from aligning the scheme to the state government template, the draft scheme before you tonight contains the following key additions and modifications, and that is to consolidate density within the town centre and within proximity to the railway stations, applying a base coating to most of the balance of the district, removing development controls from the scheme text with a view to include them in local planning policies, introduction of special control areas for various planning purposes, including heritage and character protection, as well as resolving hard infrastructure issues, and importantly, introducing measures to increase protection of the trees on private land. I would stress that the proposed new scheme is just a proposal at this stage and will be subject to comprehensive community consultation and state government approval processes, none of which can occur until council adopts them for the purpose of advertising, and it's therefore recommended that council adopts those documents for that purpose tonight.
Thank you very much. All right, questions from councillors to begin with. Councillor Hamilton.
Thank you. Through the chair, Mr. Gibson, I just want to seek assurance. This afternoon I met with you and pointed out that the map that we received most recently has two small areas that are not actually marked with their coding. However, the previous map that we got prior to that had those in. So I'm assuming it's just an error on this particular map and that will be fixed.
Through Madam Mayor, that's correct. That's just the way the data has been transposed from the mapping system onto the PDF, but that will be resolved.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, then, councillors, we've got an officer recommendation to adopt the strategy and scheme. I'm aware that there are a number of amendments that councillors would like to propose. So what I'd suggest we do is we have a mover and a seconder for the officer recommendation, and we can consider any amendments individually. Is that moving it, Councillor Gandhi?
Thank you, Your Worship.
Seconded by Councillor Hamilton. Councillor McWilliam. Councillor Wilson.
Hamilton. Yeah. Thank you, Your Worship. I have five amendments that I'd like to make. With your guidance, I suggest perhaps that I move those individually, but the last three are grouped together, so I might move those, or at least discuss the last three as a single unit.
Okay, so let's just stick to one at a time then. Would you like to outline what your first amendment is that you'd be moving and see if you can get a seconder?
Thank you, Your Worship. So the first amendment is to add a point A, as has been circulated, and I assume all councillors have had a chance to see the circulated amendments. At a point A, it says, coding the land bound by the railway line, Thompson Road, Guildford Road and Earls Ferry Court, Bassendean as R20 and R25, and exclude it from the proposed special control area in accordance with existing local planning scheme number 10. I'm happy to show what that means on a map if any other councillors would like to understand further.
Okay, do any councillors need some clarity around what is being proposed?
Yes, explain again the special control area limitations of removing that. Just explain that again.
Certainly, are we able to get that area?
Yep, and then we might ask the planning staff to make a comment and clarify some of the things that Councillor Coates is interested in.
Absolutely. So, essentially what I'm proposing is that in this area here, which we colloquially refer to as Successive South, what I'm proposing is to keep the officer recommendation as is for everything west of this line, but to otherwise keep the status quo for everything east of this line. As I understand it, in the current officer recommendation, a special control area would apply to this entire area, and that would mean that all of the residents within this entire area would also then be bound by the provisions in the special control area.
Can I just seek clarity there or correction? I assume the R10 section, which has Earls Ferry House, is not included in the special control area. That's correct, okay.
Thank you for picking up, Councillor Hamilton. So, yes, currently the special control area would be intended to apply to this whole section here. What I'm suggesting in my amendment is to bring back that border to here so that everything east of this line would be as it's currently zoned and exempted from the special control area, but everything west of this line would remain as per the officer recommendation.
Thank you. So hopefully you've all got a copy of this, which provides the staff's responses. So this particular proposal was raised in a workshop, and there's a response on page 7 and 8 of the agenda. But would either of you like to speak to this proposal, so Council is a reminder of what the officer's recommendation is on this?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. In terms of Councillor Quinton's query before, the special control area relates to the need for an access solution, given Guildford Road is a primary region road under the Metropolitan Region Scheme and therefore controlled by Main Roads. Main Roads have raised concerns with intensification of development in that area, and the purpose of the special control area is to provide an assurance that a solution will be found and implemented before any further intensification can occur. In terms of the amending motion being discussed at the moment, staff's view is that the land is well located in proximity to both the district centre and the Successive Railway Station, and would therefore be eligible for a higher residential density.
Any further questions for the staff on this proposal? Councillor Hamilton?
Yes. Through the chair, clearly significant or substantial development can't happen in that area until the access is resolved via external government agencies to this council. So my question is, why would we allocate, I have no problem with the allocation as Councillor Wilson has indicated.
Question, Councillor Hamilton?
Why would we allocate such a level of high density to that area when there's no ability at this point in time to actually accommodate that until other government agencies come to the party with creating access?
Through you, Madam Mayor. Effectively, in terms of applying the residential densities through this draft LPS 11, we have looked at the location of manager or otherwise of each area in each precinct. So whilst there is a hard infrastructure constraint, that has been acknowledged through the special control area provisions, staff are of the view that it would be a justifiable approach to make any solution more viable by increasing the residential density of the whole precinct. Obviously, to provide a solution that's going to satisfy the special control area provisions is going to require not insignificant expenditure, be it by the state, the town, private landowners, or a combination of those three. To ensure that it's as viable as possible, staff consider it appropriate to apply the high density to the broader area.
Okay, so follow-up question, if you don't mind. Clearly, when we get ministerial approval to go out to advertising, if residents in that area come back with diverse opinions about what they would like to see in that area, then we have to consider that and weigh that up, and there may well be changes again. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Right, okay.
Thank you. Any other questions? Councillor Wilson?
Thank you, Worship. Could you, if the special control area were to apply to that whole area as per the officer recommendation, what effect would that have on a household that wanted to do a simple subdivision or redevelop their block in accordance with, say, the existing zone?
Through you, Madam Mayor, certainly any subdivision that would have the purpose of intensifying development in the area would seemingly be of concern to Main Roads, who would be consulted as part of any subdivision application, and there may well be a reluctance to support such a proposal by Main Roads, but obviously in that situation the determining body is the Planning Commission. The purpose of the special control area is not to stymie any minor redevelopments or renovations of existing premises. It's to basically deal with the further intensification by subdivision or more significant developments such as group dwellings and multiple dwellings.
Okay, are there any further questions? Okay, so we've got Councillor Wilson has moved his amendment. Is there a seconder to support that? Councillor Quinton? I imagine there will be debate. Yep, Councillor Wilson, would you like to speak to your motion?
Thank you, Your Worship. Before I speak to the specifics of this amendment, I too would like to thank the staff, men and women all, for the work that they've done in preparing these documents. I think that we've gotten to a point where there are so few amendments being discussed shows what a good process it's been and how much thought and effort has gone into it thus far. My views about this are informed by the discussions I had when I was running for council, and I door-knocked extensively through that area and spoke to the people who live in that area about what they wanted to see happen. I think those views were picked up in large part in the Bass and Dream report, and I accept that the Bass and Dream report contains within it a very diverse range of views and is open to interpretation, but my understanding that I have from the conversations I've had with the people there is that everyone east of Nurse Said the overwhelming majority of people east of Newstead are happy with the current zoning and do not prefer to have further intensification, but they are very happy with all of the land west of Newstead to be intensified. And that's why I'm happy to support the officer recommendation about intensifying the zoning west of Newstead, because I think it is consistent with the view that I've expressed all along, which is I want to encourage a sensible mix of commercial and residential development walking distance from train stations. And to have higher density walking distance from the Success Hill train station will serve to make that train station more viable into the future. It will provide a higher mix of density and housing options close to the train station. But I worry that if we apply a special control area more broadly than to the area that we're suggesting should be zoned at R160, that it might have complicating factors for people who do not wish to develop any further than a simple subdivision. And for that reason, I think it is prudent to exclude the houses east of Newstead from the special control area and to keep the existing zoning.
Thank you,
just
Councillor.
Just a question. Yeah, thank you, Your Worship. Just a question for the planning staff. My understanding is that the zoning would set a maximum threshold, not a minimum. So if somebody wished to do a simple subdivision, they still could.
Through you, Madam Mayor, they could. Obviously, they would be subject to any special control area provisions that apply, but it's broader. The planning system typically sets a maximum threshold rather than a minimum.
Councillor Quinton, would you like to speak to
this? Oh, only to add the point that I do remember a case where a primary school put in an application to have a primary school, or was it a child care primary school?
It was Casimir going to
Casimir
Earlsbury.
Wanted to go to Earlsbury. Yeah. And there was great discontent with the residents of that area because of traffic flow and the ability for people to come in and out of that area for pick up and drop off in the school times. So we already know that in that area and down that street, people do not want increased traffic. And I think as Councillor Hamilton previously pointed out, the traffic management issues are resolved by other governing bodies, that we should first of all go out and maybe ask the people again how they feel about it. If they do want to change it, then there is nothing stopping us from changing it post the advertising period.
Thank you, Councillor Quinton. Councillor Ganger?
Thank you, Your Worship. As a general principle, I am more content to support recommendations that look at increased density that we go out and speak to the residents about rather than decreasing. I'm not fixed on this. I am very pleased to see the proportion that has been substantially upscaled, including the area further west, which currently has Department of Housing units on it. So I think it is very exciting that we get that done. As has been pointed out, the threshold gives a maximum build, not a minimum build. So if people should want to do a subdivision, that's not going to impact that. As it's said in the papers here, people don't need to develop. People do not need to develop. They can keep their property as it is. Walking distance from the train station, well, that entire area is walking distance from the train station. If that entire area is not classified as walking distance to the train station, I'm not sure what is. And densification is desperately needed in and around Success Hill train station as a core train station in our town. We have three train stations, Success Hill, Bassendean and Eden Hill, and we should look at all stations for densification in and around them. But look, at this stage, I'm more than happy to keep it as it is. Put it out to advertising. Let's hear back from the residents in that area. If we need to amend things prior to submitting our final submissions, then I'm all happy and comfortable doing that. At this stage, I'm happy with the officer recommendation. Thank you.
Councillor Ganger. Is there any speaker for the motion? Councillor Hamilton, would you like to speak?
This is one amendment that I have been tossing backwards and forwards. I do recall, as Councillor Quinton indicated, the very negative reaction from community members when Casimir wanted to occupy Earlsbury, and the main issue that was raised was access and excessive traffic. So bearing that in mind, and it seems to me that this process, one way or the other, still opens the doors for community feedback from that area. The other aspect of this as well is that, you know, as indicated by the planning staff, in the future the scheme and the strategy will be reviewed quite regularly. So I don't see this as being a closed door to future intensification of that area. But I do think that we, in our targets, are already going to be above what is required in the Perth Peel numbers. So I see no need to be so radical that we don't leave some areas alone for a while and see what comes out of this. But the advertising will tell us anyway.
Thank you, Councillor Hamilton. Are there any more speakers against? Or I'd just like to speak quickly. I appreciate what Councillor Wilson is attempting to propose here, and from his conversations with residents, he's been given an indication that the current residents may prefer things to stay as they currently are, and that is valid. I think we also need to consider that we've done extensive consultation with the broader community, and that this project is not just about individuals, it's about looking at our town more broadly and into the future. We know that we've got 3 train stations, and that the most appropriate places for us to put our increased density is around those stations. There have been numerous times in the past when the possibility of Success Hill station closing has been raised. The only way that we are going to prevent that is by having enough people using that station into the future, which is a good rationale to propose more density around that location. We have this issue with access to this area, and clearly there's no concern at the moment about advertising the higher density to the west of Thompson Road. The concern is to the east. However, if we are going to get funding from state government or elsewhere to be able to improve the access to that site, it needs to be attractive to them. And if we do not increase the density adequately, we're not likely to make that a viable proposition for Main Roads, Department of Planning, and so on. So I think it is worth us putting the proposal as the staff have prepared out to the community. We are much more likely to get responses from people. If there's a change being proposed, it will be drawn to their attention. We will hear from people what they want. If they don't want it to be increased, then they will let us know, and we can consider at that stage whether we want to revert it back to the density as Councillor Wilson is proposing. Councillor Quinton just said we should go back and ask them again. That is exactly what the intention of this is once we've got that consent to advertise, to go to these people, send them a specific letter, say, this is what is proposed, what do you think? So we're in no way locking this in at the moment. Councillor Hamilton, you said you've been tossing back and forward. To me, that's enough of a reason to say, let's ask people in that area whether they are accepting of this higher density. And once again, just to remind councillors, this is about looking at our community as a whole into the future, not just about the next couple of years and the people who may be living there at the moment. Of course, what they want is important, but our role is to have a look at what is going to deliver the broader outcomes from our for our community through this process. Councillor Wilson.
May I seek a point of clarification?
Yes.
Through the chair, people in a special control area, they will all get a letter advising that they're in a special control area, or is it only the people who will have a change in their density, in their coding, who will receive a letter?
So under this proposal, these people to the east of Thompson Road would not be in special control area anymore. Is that correct, Mr. Gibson?
Under the
Councillor
Wilson's proposal?
Yep.
Correct.
Councillor Wilson?
I have a further question for staff. I was wondering if staff could explain why they haven't recommended any increased density north of Success Hill train station.
Through Madam Mayor, the reference was made before about the density targets and housing targets under the sub-regional planning framework, and the first appeal of 3.5 million. What staff have proposed this evening is going to satisfy those dwelling targets and probably go a little bit over, probably within a 10% tolerance. Some of the concerns for the area north of the railway line was a number of character and heritage dwellings, as well as the road access. Obviously, being the entry into that precinct being limited at this stage to I believe Success Road, rather than any other access back to Lord Street. The area south of the railway line was superior from a location point of view because it was equidistant to the railway line, but also had the benefit of being effectively adjacent to the district centre. So whilst it is certainly not without merit to zone land or increase the density between, say, Railway Parade and Anzac Terrace or Railway Parade and Success Road, in being authentic to the views expressed in Bassendream, staff made a concerted effort to keep the spatial extent of those increases quite limited and quite focused to the core.
Councillor
Gadget? Yes, just on a comment you made, certainly I'm in favour of increasing density around train stations, whether it be south, north, west, east, wherever it may be. If it's around a train station, we should look at increasing density. You made a comment that there's only one access there to from Success Road. In fact, it's far easier to open up an access in that location at Walter Road and Lord Street, because the set of lights are already there and you just need to open up that access as well. So potentially that would be an easier area to have two accesses entering from. But anyway, just more of a comment than a question, I suppose.
Okay, Councillor Wilson, did you wish to close the debate?
Thank you, Your Worship, yes. I don't disagree with any of the comments raised, and I acknowledge that this is the first step in quite a protracted process, but I thought it prudent for me to flag up front the understandings that I had. The access issues will need to be resolved, I imagine, by communities or the people seeking to realise the highest density here, which is the R160 density. And I think it's appropriate that they do so. I think if somebody is going to develop in that envelope that's being proposed as R160, then they should carry the burden of resolving the access issues. What I do have concern with is roping all of those additional residents into that discussion. I think it makes the discussion much larger than it needs to be. I think it makes it unwieldy. I think it adds far too many moving elements that will make it, in my opinion, less likely that we'll get a favourable outcome if we have to include all of these additional residents who might then perhaps contribute smaller shares to the costs of resolving the access road issue. So notwithstanding the comments made, I still think there is merit in my amendment and recommend it to Council.
Thank you. Just before Council's vote on this, can I just clarify, because what Councillor Wilson was just saying then about contributions from various property owners in that area, my understanding is that that would be through a developer contribution model, but what we would potentially be seeking is a preferable model would be to get state government to fund that through Main Roads work onto Gilbert Road. Is that correct?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. That's correct. In terms of the viability of the improvements required, it would really only occur if Main Roads were funded. So you know the comments about developing landowners making a proportionate share, which would be a typical DCP model, but if that was to be pursued, I would be very confident development would be simply unviable based on the likely cost that would be incurred and the small area would be spread out.
Thank you very much. Okay, councillors, so putting to the vote the amendment to change the special control area in Success Hill South. So all those in favour, Councillor Wilson, Quinton and McWilliam. And against is Councillor Barty. Oh, my goodness, why can't I think? Hamilton, Gandua and McLennan. So that is lost. Councillor Wilson, did you want to speak to your second proposal?
Thank you, Your Worship, I do. So this would be point B, coding 38, brackets lot 100, Mados Street, Ashfield, R100 rather than R60. And if staff are able to bring up the map, I'll highlight the block.
So this is the Department of Community site adjacent to the commercial area?
In the proximity of the Ashfield Transmission. So it relates to this block here, which, as the Mayor points out, is owned by the Department of Communities and currently has a block of flats on it, which is, I think, past its best life. And the intention that I have in moving this is twofold. One is that it would increase the number of dwellings walking distance from the Ashfield train station, and two, it might create a larger incentive for communities to redevelop their asset if they can realise more housing lots from it.
Thank you. Questions for the staff? Do you wish to provide some comments about the staff's perspective on this proposal?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The staff proposal is to recode it to R60 on the basis that the mixed-use sites above me in the purple there, under the terms contained, draft terms contained in the draft scheme, provide for those sites to be developed with mixed-use development, with the residential component being up to R60. So to keep the abutting development in line or no greater, staff consider it appropriate to code to R60. There's probably I'll make a general comment about Ashfield, and councillors will probably note that most of the impactful changes for the district are focused around the Bassendean successful train stations and the Bassendean town centre, with Ashfield getting relatively little in the way of impactful changes. The reason being is that clearly through Bass and Dream, the focus of the community is on the Old Perth Road town centre and surrounds. The scheme and strategy not to be taken as a suggestion that Ashfield does not have any claim or is not appropriate for any increased activation or residential density, simply an acknowledgement that the community's preference or community's desire is for Bassendean to be the best it can be, and the view taken by staff is that whilst Ashfield would have a claim for some further intensification based on the railway station, the focus, at least for the initial 5-year period, should be on Bassendean. As I said in my introduction, these things should be reviewed routinely and certainly not be static documents as LPS 10 has been. There will be a time when Ashfield will be the focus. That is probably a broader body of work we need to do. But certainly for the initial phase, we are advocating for all the intensity to be centred around Bassendean. And that's just a general comment around Ashfield. But for this particular site, the R60 is to match in with the abutting mixed use.
Thank you. Any questions? Okay, so in that case, Councillor Wilson has moved his amendment. Is there a seconder? Councillor Gangell? Is there going to be debate? Councillor Hamilton? Okay, would you like to speak to your motion, Councillor Wilson?
Thank you, Your Worship. I appreciate the comments made by staff about wanting to focus development in the town centre, and I think that view is broadly consistent with the Bass and Dream report and the sentiment in our community. But what I would point out is that it has been possible for there to be intensive development in our town centre for a very long time, and for whatever reason the property owners in that area have chosen not to take up the redevelopment potential that is already available to them. So whilst I favour and support the idea that we would have increased development on Old Perth Road, this is already possible and has not yet happened. And I do not think that it is a good idea for us to limit the development opportunity in Ashfield as somehow leveraging outcomes on Old Perth Road. I think if those outcomes in Old Perth Road were going to happen, they would have happened. And I think there are certainly other things going on in the minds of the people who own the property on Old Perth Road that lend them not to want to develop that property. And I hope that the second phase of the Bass and Dream process that we're currently going through with the town centre will tease out what some of these reasons might be, because they are a mystery to me, and I know they are certainly a mystery to many people in our community that I've spoken to. That notwithstanding, I think it is appropriate that we provide the owner of those flats with the ability to put a new and better building on that space. And just on the point that the officer made about the relative massing, currently we already have a block of flats that is higher than the shops that are next door to it. So if the concern is that you don't want to have a block of flats that is higher to the shops wall, that's what we already have, and I don't think it detracts from the streetscape. And I think even especially all of the plantings of large shade trees that we've put in that area, it would be nestled in nicely in the future.
Councillor Wilson. Councillor Ganjo.
Thank you, Worship. Yes, look, as I stated previously, I'm more inclined to be in favour of potentially looking at upcoding areas. Obviously, again, a very important area in the town at Ashfield. Again, a town centre there with a train station. This very much has been looked at in the past numerous times. There's been the Ashfield Precinct Plan that had big, bold endeavours for Ashfield. I believe the community of Ashfield look forward to seeing some fruition in the future to the area, because that potential is actually there. And of course, I believe the entire block along Guildford Road should be looked at increased densification. We need to get in deep. Increased densification around our train stations, especially Success Hill and Ashfield. They are train stations that are not compliant. We need to make sure that we're able to meet the needs of future generations and put pressure on to get both those train stations upgraded to a level that is compliant in our town. Many exciting things have happened in Ashfield. We could have had the home of football at Ashfield, which would have contributed greatly to development and increased values in the area. So I don't think we should neglect Ashfield, and I think we should very much look at Ashfield and treasure it, because I think it's right on the cusp. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ganjo. Councillor Hamilton.
I'm very supportive of increasing the density in Ashfield. However, taking this particular one lot up to R100 in isolation, I'm adverse to that. I think that when we come to looking at Ashfield, it should be done holistically. It should be done looking at the entire area. I take the staff's point that we want to concentrate development initially in a certain area, which is around the Bassendine train station and further up towards Success Hill. But when it comes to dealing with Ashfield, it is such a special area, it's such a unique area, that I don't think we should be looking at ad hoc development in just one site. So R60 is relative to what's there at the moment, a little bit more, but I think going up to R100 just for that one lot on its own, I don't think that's appropriate at this time. I would rather we wait until there is a review of the planning scheme and the scheme and the strategy, and that Ashfield be dealt with in a more broad term.
Thank you, Councillor Hamilton. Are there any speakers for the motion? Councillor Quinton.
For me, this is more about a choice of affordable housing. We have seen, as Councillor Wilson pointed out, lots of development happen for apartments along Old Perth Road, but those apartments are still sometimes unaffordable for people. Ashfield does have a cheaper market for people for affordable housing, if we're talking about apartment dwellings near train stations. This is the kind of life that young people are trying to move towards. Now, I should note that I think this is owned by the Department of Communities as a starting point, but We also need more social housing. So for me, this is about housing options for people in a more affordable place, near a shop, near a train station. It also makes good sense near a high school. We have lots of young people moving into the town. We should be encouraging more of these alternative, cheaper, more affordable housing options. And I think Ashfield, as I have seen every time I drive through there, almost every single day, big old houses are getting knocked down every day and two new houses are getting put together. So Ashfield is up and coming. It is a new place and I just don't think we have 5 years to wait. I think we need to start developing Ashfield into a new, affordable, gentrified, affordable place for young families to move into. And I think this is a sensible option to do that.
Any more speakers for or against? Councillor McWilliam?
And just following on from Councillor Clinton, I think the point about social and affordable housing is a very important point to make. Some of the successes that the Department of Communities has had in the past in its previous iterations in housing, etc., are to do with shared equity opportunities for people who are maybe single parents who want to purchase for the longer term and provide stability for their family so that their kids go to the same school sort of way through their school life. Access to the train station, fantastic, but equally there is adequate road access now, so I support this motion.
Any other speakers? I'd just like to speak quickly. As councillors would remember, every time this has come up, one of the questions I've asked has been around Ashfield, and as Mr. Gibson said, in this particular review of the scheme, there's limited changes proposed for Ashfield so that we cannot draw the development opportunities away from the town centre, which our community has clearly said is the priority for now. So it's taken me a little while to come to terms with this, but I think that it's a sensible approach from the staff. This particular site currently has a three-storey block of flats on there, which, as Councillor Wilson said, is past its use-by date. The rest of the housing around there is lower density. The proposal at the moment is to take this up to R100, which is quite a significant increase in what is proposed and would take this development to at least four storeys. So it would be significantly out of step with the surrounding development. So although I am very supportive of looking at increased density around Ashfield train station, and particularly around the green space, Ashfield Reserve, I think a better approach would be to look at this area more holistically in our next review of the scheme and make sure that we do this really well. There is that sense that the scheme is static, which we know that it's not. There was the reference made to affordable housing, and I'm fully supportive of us providing opportunities for there to be affordable housing within our town. Even at R60, there is opportunity on this particular site, but there is also opportunities within the Success Hill precinct, within the town centre precinct. We know already that there are shared equity properties within our town centre that are providing opportunities for affordable housing. And also, this is going out for feedback. We can change this at a later date. If when we put this draft out, Department of Communities comes back to us and says, actually, we'd like to redevelop that site, we've got plans for something different, then we can consider that and look at adjusting the scheme to be able to deliver what they're wanting and what our community wants. So at this stage, I'm happy to go with the officer's recommendation on this site. Councillor Wilson?
Thank you, Worship. Just quickly exercising my right of reply. Thank you, councillors, for your thoughts. I agree with all of the comments made by councillors Quinton, Gangell and McWilliams, especially the point Councillor McWilliam made about existing road access, which I failed to mention when I opened debate. If this amendment does not go ahead and we instead adopt the Office of Recommendation, what we will have done is put in R160, walking distance from the Success Hill train station, in an area which has significantly restricted road access and has very large road access problems that would have to be overcome, but only put in R60 next to a train station which has zero road access problems at all. That, to me, is nonsensical. We should be providing every early opportunity we can to the owner of that property to do the forward planning necessary, because we all know that state government budget cycles work on a 2 or 3 year timeline. I don't think it makes sense to delay that conversation any further than necessary. And I certainly think that where we have no problems with road access, such as in Ashfield, we should be seeking to maximise the intensification walking distance from that train station.
Thank you, Councillor Wilson. So I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? Councillor Wilson, Quinton, Barty, Gangell, McWilliam, and against is Councillor Hamilton and McLennan. That is carried. Okay, so Councillor Wilson, your third...
The third amendment, part C, would be zoning 6 brackets lot 4 and 8 brackets lot 5 Ivanhoe Street, Bassendean, residential R100 rather than the new proposed private clubs, institutions and place of worship. If staff are able to open that. So it is this block of land here that is currently in the lime green. The officer recommendation is to zone this as a club or place of worship under a newly created zoning, which we currently do not have. What I propose instead is that be residential.
Just to clarify on that point Councillor Wilson made, in terms of a new zoning, this is part of the model scheme test, text, I understand. It's not something we've created ourselves. Could you just let them make a comment first? Any further questions?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. It's a model zone. It's not something that's been created by the town for this specific purpose. That particular site accommodates, I believe, the Bassendean Church of Christ, who have recently obtained a development approval for a $1.4 million development on the site to be broadly an extension to their existing land use. So it's envisaged for the life of this scheme, being the 5-year period post-gazettal, that there would be little likelihood of any meaningful redevelopment for residential purposes, and therefore staff are quite comfortable in zoning it as the place of worship zoned. If during the advertising period the landowner demonstrates an interest for residential development, that can certainly be considered. Alternatively, if the scheme was to be gazetted with this zoning in place, it would certainly be open to the landowner to approach the town looking to amend the scheme to accommodate any further development they'll pursue.
Thank you very much. Councillor Gangell, your question?
Thank you. Just a couple of questions. What is it currently zoned at the moment?
Through you, Madam Mayor, residential R20/40.
Okay, thank you. And the house on the far corner of the lot there, you've got it marked out there, is that actually part of the church or is that privately owned?
You're talking about the one that's labelled 8 there?
Yes, yeah. Correct.
Through you, Madam Mayor, it's a separate title, but it has the same owner.
Okay, yes. And just one final question. Have they commenced, do you know, their extension that they've got approval for?
Through you, Madam Mayor, I believe not, but they're in the process of seeking to satisfy their conditions.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, so Councillor Wilson has moved his amendment. Is there a seconder? Councillor Gangell? Is there going to be a debate? Okay, Councillor Wilson, would you like to speak?
Thank you, Worship. So that block of land, or those two blocks of land, currently, if certain conditions are met, are full. So currently, the church would be able to develop that land at R40 if they met the requirements. If we were to change that zoning, that would change the ability of the church to be able to use that land in that way. My view is that the best and highest use of that land, being so close to the train station, is for housing or some sort of development that could include a combination of a place of worship and housing, because as we all know, religions seek to alleviate poverty, and this is one of the main aims of religious organisations is to alleviate poverty, and putting a roof over someone's head is a very important way that that can be done. If this change was not made, and we were just to adopt the officer recommendation, we would still find ourselves in a situation where lots of different places of worship in our town are zoned in very different ways. The Buddhists, for example, across the road from the shopping centre, it's not been proposed that their lot be turned into a place of worship. I think the Anglican Church would be a town centre zoning. We would end up with a mixed bag, and I am not in favour of taking away a potential use of that land from the owners of that land that currently exists by putting it into some new form of clubhouse or place of worship zone. And in addition to not wanting to take that option away, I would also like to add to the options that they have the ability to develop it up to R100, which is consistent with my previous stated view that we would provide intensification walking distance from a train station. So best and highest use of the land, keeping an option that currently exists and not taking that away, and having some form of consistency with the way that we deal with places of worship are my main reasons for moving this amendment.
Thank you, Councillor Wilson. Did you have a question?
Question. Yep. So just to pick up on a point that Councillor Wilson has made, what would the zoning be for a combination of a place of worship and residential?
Through you, Madam Mayor, are you asking what zoning would be required to facilitate a combination of the two?
Yeah.
Through you, Madam Mayor, a place of worship is an A use in the residential zone, so it could be zoned residential. And council would be able to approve the place of worship use. Similarly, the zoning of mixed use and commercial would also be able to accommodate both.
Would residential be able to?
Yes.
Okay.
Subject to mandatory consultation.
Can I ask the staff a question?
Yes, of course.
Coming out of some statements that Councillor Wilson has made, my understanding is that if a church or a school is within the town centre, that irrespective of being in the town centre, it can still be classified as in that classification, which is church or institution, correct?
So the zoning, do you mean?
Sorry, I don't.
Well, you've got St Michael's and you've got other institutions that exist already in the town centre. So in the permitted uses, those lots are classified as institutions. What's the category again? It's churches and
private clubs, institutions and place of worship.
Places of worship. So those cover a few different types of institutions. So,
through you, Madam Mayor, the reference to private clubs, institutions and places of worship is the zone.
Yep.
That is not the land use. The land use in this case would be a place of worship. The place of worship land use is proposed to be a permitted use in the private clubs, institutions and places of worship zone.
Correct. But we have... Yeah.
Councillor Wilson.
Just a question, sorry. So is residential housing a permitted use in the clubs and religious institutions zone?
Through you, Madam Mayor, no, that's prohibited.
Councillor Williams.
So you may recall, fellow councillors and staff, that...
So are you debating now?
Sorry?
Are you debating or questioning?
Well, I'm coming to a question.
Okay.
So prior to the GFC, St Mark's had a plan to build a 5-storey apartment. It's part of the CBD, if you like, of Bass and Dean behind the hotel. That didn't come to fruition, largely due to the GFC. But if they were to apply in the current environment, would they be supported or would that land be considered of that worship plan.
Through Madam Mayor, which property is referring to?
So it's the one behind the pub.
Behind the hotel.
So not that site there?
The Anglicans.
So that is the Basildean Hotel there?
Yep.
Just on the other side.
So if it's...
No.
Directly behind the pub. Directly behind.
Yeah.
So that is proposed to be zoned R100. So that would be able to accommodate a model dwellings and apartments, yes, under the proposed scheme.
So I'll just ask a question about consistency then.
I'm not sure that's a question, is it?
Is it consistent to do both? One with the Church of Christ building on the other side and something different?
Through you, Madam Mayor, the identification of these sites here as the newly introduced private club zone is to reflect existing built facilities.
St. Mark's is very much existing.
St. Mark's is existing. Is that not an institution and church? It's on two lots.
It's on more than two.
I'm through you, Madam Mayor. Yes, there are clearly St. Mark's own at least three sites there, and there are improvements on them. So that would be, I suppose, the current draft does not apply that consistently. So it's open to council to propose that these sites on Wilson and Parker be applied with the private club zone, or alternatively pursue Councillor Wilson's amendment.
Thank you. Okay, so if there's another question.
About St. Mark. My understanding of St. Mark's is you've got the existing church, which is iconic and a part of the town's fabric, and then you've got, I thought it was only one other block, but it's obviously two more. The other blocks already have approval for development that was given some time ago, which has possibly expired by now. So there's no problems, to my mind, with those being developed, but the St. Mark's Church itself is an iconic building in the town. I would be very...
Are you debating?
No, I'm just curious. I'm just trying to make sure that we know, because if the land, if that's not classified as an institution, then we need to actually make sure that that happens. It's not classified in this town planning scheme, in the scheme as an institution or church.
So maybe what you're saying is if you want to consider that, there might be an amendment that you choose to
yes.
put forward.
Yes,
yep. Through you, Madam Mayor, if I could, I'd probably just add the point that the colleague made me aware of, is that the landowner in that case had demonstrated an interest in developing that site for medium-high density residential. That hasn't changed in terms of the development on site, and I don't believe there's any valid approval, but they have indicated interest on site. In terms of the other sites that we've marked as that private club's zone, proposed a private club zone, the staff took the view that the improvements on those sites are such that the redevelopment prospects in the next 5 years are limited.
I think Councillor Hamilton's concerned about the retention
of the church.
Building. Yeah.
Because they let me clarify this, because the landowner expressed an interest and put applications to develop the rear site, which is only got a little shed on it.
And a hall.
That's not true.
A hall, or whatever you'd like to call it, shed, hall, whatever.
Councillors, can we just let Councillor Hamilton speak and
so
staff can correct her?
My question is, the church building itself, which is on one lot, clearly is an iconic building in the town. And I would be appalled if that is not preserved by classifying it as a church building.
Just wanted to change. Okay. So do we know which site is the specific one that has the church building on it?
Can I be heard on a point of order, please?
What's
the
point of order?
It goes to relevance. This amendment is about a very different block of land than the one Councillor Hamilton is discussing.
Okay. Can we get an answer to that question, then we'll move on to, back to your can we identify that lot and get back to Castle Hamilton in a minute?
It's 2 Wilson Street.
There is, through you, Madam Mayor, there's an improvement across both, across two separate lots, one being lot 8 Wilson Street and one being lot 9 Wilson Street, but the building straddles the boundary.
Thank you. Okay, so back to Councillor Wilson's amendment. So it's his amendment C. If there aren't any further questions, we've had Councillor Wilson move it and speak to it, and Councillor Gangell seconded it. Would you like to speak, Councillor Gangell?
Thank you, Worship. Again, my continued stated position that where possible I will support to go out for advertising and upcoding an area. Obviously, the Church of Christ, as has been stated, do have plans to put in for an extension. Also, they are an organisation, and organisations need to look at how they can be self-sustainable into the future, and potentially having that possibility that allows them to also have land that would be available for a form of residential development to help with their organisation into the future would probably be something that the church is willing to look at. I don't think we should exclude this opportunity. I think we should put this out to consultation with the Church of Christ, the Church of Christ Church, with the particular block we're talking about. As we know, and as we've spoken about, certainly other church groups in the town, like St Mark's, have looked in the past at potential development to help their congregation out to be sustainable in the future. And I think potentially this is worthy to go to the Church of Christ to have a discussion. It is currently zoned residential. I don't think we should put caveats on it or try to exclude that component of it going into the future, because, again, just like us as a council, all organisations need to look at how they're sustainable into the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Gangell. Is there a speaker against the motion? Councillor Hamilton.
Thank you, councillors. Whilst I appreciate the arguments that have been put forward, clearly our town values the landscape that we have in our town. Through the Bass and Dream process, people communicated there are many, many things they valued. They valued the open spaces, the trees, the heritage. They valued the country feel town. Now, the bottom line is that you can rezone everything into high-density residential if you want to, but that's creating a homogenous landscape into the future. And what makes this town special is having those different areas that break up the residential aspect of the town. So having churches like St Mark's and the church that Councillor Wilson has referenced, having these buildings, having schools, they all break up the landscape that is residential. If you want to have everything as just built form residential from woe to go, then that's fine. Do what you're proposing. But I would object to that, because I think that our town is valuable, and I think some of these places are worth preserving. And if it's and goodness knows, I am not a very religious person in any way, shape or form, but I will fight to preserve those places that are valued by members of our community. So I am surprised. We've uncovered an anomaly tonight, and you know it's unfortunate that we didn't pick up on that earlier, but that's what council's about, several minds working together, and between all of us we will find solutions. But this particular lot that Councillor Wilson is talking about, it is in an area that has a lot of housing. It is, you've got a little bit of mixed use around the corner, but going down that main drag is all housing. And I think the church provides a little bit of relief from that high density residential, it's not even high density at the moment, it's units. But it provides a little bit of a relief in the landscape. And I think that long term, if you're putting in proposals that will allow for high density housing, you're actually going to lose some of the character of the town.
Thank you, Councillor Hamilton. Any other speakers for the motion? Councillor Quinton.
What a perfect time to go to the landowners and provide this opportunity for them to have an alternative to provide housing on their land. I think this is, if we had allowed, if, you know, any other time when this proposal had gone through and they'd locked a $4 million proposal under this land And then a year later we said, oh, you could have put housing on that. They might have got frustrated by that process. What a perfect opportunity. What a perfect time for us to go to them. I find it very, 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 very hard to believe that any religious institution would give away any of their idea or of identity and faith. That is just never going to happen. These people believe in their religion and they are not going to stop worshipping on their land. They're not just going to turn it into residential. Time and time again, we have talked about increased residential around train stations. This is not having increased density from Wotago. This is around a train station, again, giving the landowners the opportunity to provide affordable housing. They are a faith-based institution, and it is part of their core to provide housing for people. I think this is a perfect opportunity for us to go to them with an alternative and say, would you like to put housing on this? Would you like us to change it? If they say no, that's up to them. That is totally up to them. They still own the land.
Thank you, Councillor Quinton. Are there any other speakers for or against? Okay, Councillor Wilson, would you like to speak to your motion?
Thank you, Your Worship. Councillor Quinton makes a very good point that if the Church of Christ has some plans, the earlier that we engage with them on the possibility that they might be able to change those plans, the better. I would imagine that if I had made plans and made an investment and gone down a path and then found out subsequently that there was an option to do something different, I would feel quite miffed by that. So, yes, this is the right time to begin that discussion. As to the officer's comments about whether there's been a demonstrated interest, I'm not really interested in the demonstrated interest. My concerns go to what is the best and highest use of that land. And the interests of property owners and developments are, in fact, not hugely of a concern to me in that regard. If we look at that block of land, where it's situated, it is my clear view that the best and highest use of that land is for a higher level of residential development. If we accept the officer's recommendation as it currently stands, we will be discriminating against the people of one faith by imposing on them conditions different to people of other faiths who own land in our town. We will be taking away from them an option that they currently have, which is residential R40, if they meet the conditions, and instead removing that option from them entirely. I do not ever countenance the idea that we would treat people of different religious denominations differently, and I would find that an anathema if our council was to go down such a path.
Accessibility options. Use the tab key to navigate and press...
I would like to thank Siri for her assistance in this regard. And on that point, I'll close my country.
Thank you, Councillor Wilson. Okay, Councillors, we're putting to the vote the proposal to remove the private clubs, institutions, a place of worship, and instead change it to a residential zoning of R100. So all those in favour, Councillor Wilson, Quinton, is your hand down? Yep. Gangell, McWilliam and McLennan, and against is Councillor Barty and Hamilton, so that is carried. Councillor Wilson, proposal B.
Thank you, Your Worship. So proposal D, E and F are all kind of interrelated. I'm quite happy to have them debated separately or as a lot, depending on how Your Worship wishes to go about it. But for the benefit of councillors, I propose maybe just to discuss the three together by pointing to the map so that people understand the different components.
Can I just point out before you do that given that last decision, where there's now an R100 being proposed at that lot, people might like to consider what's happening on the corner now, because the staff's proposal is for R60 and almost corner lots. Is that correct?
Through Madam Mayor, in terms of Councillor Wilson's points E and F,
mm-hmm.
The staff prepared draft provided for R60 density as well as a mixed use zoning, with the mixed use zoning provided for R60 density as well.
Thank you.
So this is the officer recommendation, where we have mixed use here and the underlying R code for that mixed use is
R60.
Yeah. So what those three amendments in toto would do would be to include these two lots as mixed use as well, as those two lots, and to make the zoning R160 for that entire area, which would be the same as what we're proposing to do at Success Hill. And D, yeah, so D, well, maybe if I leave the E and F together as a job lot. Okay, so sorry, I propose that we just do E and F, I move E and F together as a job lot, which would have the effect of consolidating that block as mixed use R160.
Sorry, can I just clarify the point? What were you talking about before?
Oh, I was just bringing Councillor's attention to the fact that there'd just been support for Councillor Wilson's Amendment C, which made the land further away from the train station R100.
Yeah.
Whereas the staff's recommendation at the moment, if we don't support Councillor Wilson's Amendment or another one, the land closer to the station is currently R60.
Yeah.
So we've created a situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So can I just ask a question there? Councillor Wilson's motion that's in front of me doesn't have it going up to R160. Is this something you've just changed
now? No, it's point F.
Oh, point F.
So, sorry, I propose to move E and F together, and the effect of that would be that this entire area here would be mixed use R160, and then the step down would be residential R100.
Can I just seek some comment from the staff on this proposal?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I suppose the context has changed somewhat in the last decision of Council. But broadly, staff have no in-principle objection, although would probably suggest limiting the amending motion to the immediately abutting number two. Which is that property there and not number four. There's a couple of reasons for that. Number four is two new dwellings constructed about 3 years ago, and again, the prospect of them being redeveloped in the next five-year period is slim in the view of staff, but not impossible. But probably more relevantly is the, I suppose, the interface between the land uses on either side of Broadway and arguably Ivanhoe. Don't think it's good. So by including number two, it would provide a reasonable mirroring of what is provided for at the cap on Broadway site, and therefore you probably get a reasonably consistent streetscape across the road. The other issue is if this became mixed use, all of a sudden it's possible for a reasonable amount of commercial to be wrapping further down Ivanhoe. So staff support it in part, so long as it was contained to that site there. But no objection to those three sites going to R60, particularly in line...
R160.
R160.
So just to clarify, when I spoke to you about this earlier this afternoon, you mentioned a lot about that commercial wrapping around, and it wasn't just the interface. You also spoke about the concerns of the department about extending commercial space and the need to have a commercial strategy. And
yeah, thank you, Madam Mayor. So the point there is that... we are, as Council would be aware, simply amending or proposing to amend our local planning strategy as opposed to starting a new strategy. And that's an important distinction to make, because if we were to commence a new strategy from scratch, the expectation would be that we have a public open space strategy, a local housing strategy, an industrial strategy, a commercial strategy, and probably a few others. And that would set this process back significantly. The conversations we've had with senior department staff up until this point have gone reasonably well, and they are agreeable to the town amending the strategy and not requiring all those additional inputs, so long as the strategy itself is not making any radical changes to those particular elements. So if we take commercial floor space as an example, the department was reasonably comfortable in allowing us to continue without a commercial strategy, so long as we weren't meaningfully increasing or changing the allocation of retail floor space. We have, as you can see, provided an allocation there north of the line for those four lots. It's not an exact science. There is no definite tipping point, but obviously the more that we add, the closer we get to it. So staff would be reasonably keen on taking a cautious approach, at least in the first instance, because the impact of being too bold might mean we are set back for several years. But we are comfortable enough in adding one more property in terms of this amendment.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Thank you, that's helpful. You mentioned that staff are supportive of the proposal in part. If Councillor Wilson was to amend his proposal so that that lot four, whatever it is, provided for increased residential density but wasn't zoned for mixed use, would that be supported by the staff?
Staff would be comfortable with that amendment.
Councillor Wilson, I know you've got a question, but in a moment, if you are happy to amend yours to remove the mixed use from number four and just have residential development there in line with the staff's recommendation, I'd be happy to second your amendment.
Okay, and my question is just to understand, I guess, fully the effect of that. So maybe if that could go up, if you could just show me, if I was to accept the Mayor's amendment.
Through that amendment would be simply to show for number two there, which is currently proposed to be R60, that would be shown as the mixed use zone, as well as being provided with the residential development potential up to R160, which is the implication of part F. The question would be for yourself, Madam Mayor, and Councillor Wilson, of number four at the moment, staff proposing R60, but the combination of this potential change and the previous potential change would mean R160 there and R100 there. Councillors may not want to leave that as R60, but may wish to recode that property to R100 or R160.
Residential.
Correct.
On that number four.
Sorry, so what is that lot currently zoned as on the corner there? The lot four?
R2040.
Right. Okay, so we could make it 160 but not apply the mixed use.
Or R100.
Correct.
Yes. I'm happy to accept the Mayor's amendment to my amendment.
At R100?
At R160 but not the mixed use.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Sorry, I just need to find it. If it's going to be residential and we've just passed residential R100 for next door, the church lot, are you proposing that that corner lot, which is lot four, would be R160 instead of R100 as well? Because I would second it if it was R100. But
I'm uncomfortable with R160. I like R100 as well.
Can I ask a question? Could the officers please explain why R100 would be beneficial instead of R160 for the corner lot and how that might interface then with the R160 next door?
Through, Madam Mayor. Before, it's not an exact science, but I suppose if Council wants a transition of sorts between the mixed use, which is leading towards an R160 coding, and the land west of Ivanhoe, which is proposed to remain as per draft LPS 11 as R60, the R100 coding would provide a softer transition.
Thank you, yes. Based on the officer's comments, I'm happy to accept the amendment.
At R100?
Yes.
So just to be clear, so it's the amendment that you're originally putting forward, so rezoning lot 2 there as mixed use with a maximum of R160 and lot 4 as R100?
Residential.
Yes, residential. Is that your intention?
Yep.
Yep.
Go back briefly to the map.
Amy, how are you going over there?
Thank you. So,
I've now got an E, F, and a G.
So this would be R100, And then all of this would be R60.
160 mixed use.
Mixed use.
Okay, are there any questions on that?
I'll second that.
I'd already seconded it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, no further questions? We've got a mover and a seconder. Is there going to be debate? Okay, so I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously.
Oh, good work, guys.
So back to D, which was proposed change to the zone, the R codes for 10, 14, 20, 22 and 24 Ivanhoe Street, which are currently the strata complexes.
Sorry, that's currently...
So, as I understand it, this...
currently R2040.
So. This is currently R2040. I think the officer recommendation is
R40.
What I propose instead is R80.
It's very high.
Okay. Would the staff like to make any comment on that proposal?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This item was discussed a number of times in the workshops, and whilst it's acknowledged the parent lot sizes are quite large, they are all occupied by individual strata units in individual ownership. Whilst there was some foreshadowed amendments to the Strata Titles Act, that would have made redevelopment of these sites more practically achievable, those changes did not take place, and therefore, again, the likelihood of these landowners being able to be sufficiently organised to provide for a comprehensive redevelopment would be very limited. And I suppose in terms of the density of R40, it's to acknowledge the existing state of play, but not providing a great deal more. That goes back to the principles that we've read through Bass and Dream in terms of trying to keep the intensification and activation closest to the core, and some of these sites are not a significant distance from the train station, but more significant than other areas in the district which we haven't provided any density increase to.
Thank you. Question?
Thank you. If the officers could explain the height and the plot ratio characteristics of the ROD zone.
Through you, Madam Mayor. R40 for multiple dwellings is typically two-storey with a plot ratio of 0.6. R80 is four-storey with a plot ratio of 1.
Okay, any further? Councillor Hamilton, you have a question?
No, not at the moment.
Are there any other questions?
So across the road,
so at the moment,
across the road would remain R40. Is that correct?
Through Madam Mayor, the council's amendment is not proposing to change the land on the west side of Ivanhoe, so that would stay as
so we'd have R40 interfacing with
R80.
Okay.
Is that your only question?
We had discussion during one of the workshops. If the staff could explain to me why they are not happy with interfaces that are too disparate. So,
Through you, Madam Mayor, I suppose typically good urban planning would try and soften as much as practical those changes in streetscape and height and bulk. That's not always achievable because there are some examples in the draft that the officers have prepared where there are reasonably significant shifts. That sometimes they are difficult to avoid at times. In this instance, the interface would be somewhat different in terms of height, but not alarmingly so. Probably more the issue from the officer's perspective is the distance moving away from the train station, the desire to keep things as tight as possible in line with Bass and Dream, as well as fundamentally the likelihood of things occurring in the next 5-year period given the strata arrangements that exist.
Any further questions? John, did you have any questions on this? No? Okay, so we've got a mover.
No, thank you, Worship. After having heard the comments from the officers, I'm happy to withdraw this item.
Okay, all right, so that one has been withdrawn. Okay, Councillor Hamilton, you previously flagged potentially a desire to move another amendment.
Two.
Yes.
Okay, so St Mark's is on lot 2, I believe, if I understand Hilary.
It's number 2, Wilson Street. I don't know what lot number it is.
So the actual church building itself,
yes.
I just need to know what lot that's on, because I would like to have that to ensure that that is categorised as private club institutions or places of worship.
Through you, Madam Mayor. It's lots 8 and 9, however, I would add that both of those lots accommodate the church site, as I said before, which straddles the boundary, are recorded on the town's heritage list as a Category 2 place, and therefore is subject to formal heritage protection already.
Excellent.
So you don't need to move that amendment, Councillor Hamilton?
If the staff are telling me that that church building will be protected via that mechanism, then I'm fine to let it go through the way it is. But if it's not, then I have some concerns.
I think they've just indicated that it is.
If I could, Madam Mayor, it is on the heritage list, which provides it a form of statutory protection. It is still open to the landowner to apply for it to be demolished, and for that matter to be considered by council.
But that would be
on the advice of the heritage council.
That would be independent of how the land is
zoned. Correct.
Yeah. Sorry. Did you have another amendment, Councillor Hamilton?
Okay. Yes. If we could bring the map up of Success Hill South again. If I might, I did bring this up at a workshop where I was happy with the Office of Recommendation for everything east. West, sorry. Thank you. But during the workshop, I flagged a desire to see this section facing onto Guildford Road, being R60, and the other section, particularly that one and that one, retaining their R20 and R25. I'd like the officer's comment on that.
Your Worship, sorry, just point of clarification, Council's actually dealt with this matter tonight in Councillor Wilson's first motion, I would have thought.
You're correct, but Council didn't support the motion put forward. The amendment by Councillor Wilson, so there's the opportunity for another amendment to be put forward.
Thank you.
So before I move it, I would like to have some input from the staff in respect to that proposal. I have had some conversations previously, but I just want to understand, because clearly Guildford Road section has vacant land.
Madam Mayor.
So Councillor Hamilton, as it currently, you're looking at proposing an amendment where it would have R60 in that area, but retain the current zoning and
the
rest of
facing Guildford Road,
which is what is only. Okay, that's what you haven't specified, because it's currently R60 under the draft.
Yep. But the other two sections are R25 and R20.
That's correct.
Yep.
Through Madam Mayor, is it fair to say that the proposal is to downcode the properties with direct frontage to Nursted Avenue?
Yep. That is what you're proposing, yes.
Mm.
So you're proposing to keep those properties at their current...
Yep. But the ones facing Guildford Road, have them at R60.
Through you, Madam Mayor, I suppose the staff broadly respond to this part of Councillor Wilson's amendment, and I'll probably take you back to the suggestion that to make this area viable for the solution to be funded by the state government, there would need to be adequate motivation in terms of dwelling yield, so staff wouldn't particularly support the downcoding of that precinct given its proximity to both the town centre and the railway line. I would also add that the solution to the hard infrastructure issue is for the traffic to be fed back out to Guildford Road via Nursted Ave and Earlsfree Court. So therefore, that precinct that is proposed to be downcoded would be accommodating the traffic from west of Thompson Road. So if there's an assumption that the quiet residential amenity would be maintained in perpetuity, the road traffic solution would add an increase of sorts to the traffic in that area.
So do you wish to move your amendment, Councillor Hamilton?
Yes, I'll test the waters.
Okay. Is there a seconder for Councillor Hamilton's amendment? So are we clear on what the amendment is?
No, sorry.
So Councillor Hamilton...
So can I just get a point of process? We've just moved an amendment. No, we haven't.
No, we haven't.
We've agreed to the improvement.
Sorry, we've agreed to...
No, I'm fine.
Okay. So what Councillor Hamilton is proposing is that at the moment the draft has R60 for all of that area to the east of Thompson up into Earlsfree Court. Councillor Hamilton is proposing retaining the R20 north of Nursted, R25 south of Nursted, but R60 for those lots that are along Guildford Road. Is that correct, Councillor Hamilton?
That's correct.
Just a question too. Are you proposing any change to the special control area?
One would assume, okay, again, seeking advice from the staff, the special control area would have to be modified. Would that not be correct?
Through you, Madam Mayor.
Or would you leave them all in the special control area?
What would I do?
I'm sorry. Sorry.
I think he's told us what he would do.
What they would do. If I could, though, seek clarification from Councillor Hamilton as to what the intended treatment is of the lots fronting Thompson for the purpose of this amendment.
Okay, if you just had the ones that are onto Guildford Road, and there's the corner has two lots there, does it not? One, two?
Facing Thomas.
No, there's...
There's number one Thompson and number three Thompson. One is on the corner, number three is not.
I would go the straight line, straight from one and three. So go the straight line. Yep. And have all of those R60 that face onto Guildford Road, because basically there's a massive amount of vacant land there which is ripe for development.
Access to Guildford Road isn't permitted. You don't know the basics.
Miss, we go to Yates. I don't think that's what she's suggesting. Are you only suggesting 1 and 3 Thompson Road?
No.
Or the whole way along up to Nursted?
No, 1 and 3.
Yep.
And then everything going along Guildford Road.
Yep. As what, sorry? R60.
Yeah,
R60.
Yeah. So 5, 7 and 9.
Back down to R60.
If I could please, Madam Mayor, the proposal that the staff have put in front of council tonight to provide that whole precinct to be R60.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
Any amendment that Councillor Hamilton wants to put forward that retains R60 does not need to be made reference to.
Okay, so
the staff
therefore,
recommendations or even to be R60.
Thank you for that. So therefore, if we go back to the maps. You had these ones up to. You had those ones
retained at R25, and they're R20 on that side, as a vice versa.
Sorry, Your Worship.
That's only a small number.
Point of clarification. Thank you.
You're withdrawing? Okay.
Yep.
Thank you,
Councillor. It's actually only a small number of houses.
Did you have a question,
Councillor? No. All good. Thank you.
All right, Councillors. Are there any further amendments? Okay. Well, in that case, we'll come back to the substantive motion. So at the beginning, Councillor Gangell moved and Councillor Hamilton seconded. It's now had changes made to incorporate Amendment B, C and E and F with a change to the R100 zoning on Lot 2, Broadway. Everybody clear where we're up to?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. Is there anybody against this motion? Okay, all those in favour? That is carried unanimously. And with that, at 8:41, I will close the meeting. Thank you.
Nice little team.
Very good.
Thank you, John, for driving the minutes.
Thank you.
Yeah, got it all. Yeah. All right. I'll end it all.